This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part two of the message we began yesterday from Galatians 3 and 4 about God's intervention into the human race. We begin with a story by author Rita Snowden that I think will touch your heart. Rita was from Auckland, New Zealand. She wrote 60 books that blessed the lives of millions of people. You will remember, most of you will remember this story if you come here with any regularity. Rita's the one who wrote about the three British soldiers during World War I who wanted to bury their dead sergeant, wrapped his body in a canvas, and wanted to bury him in a Christian cemetery. So they took his body to a Catholic cemetery that had a fenced-in cemetery right next to the church, and they asked the priest, "Can we bury our sergeant in your cemetery?" And Rita Snowden said, the priest said that, "I need to know if he's a baptized adherent to the Roman Catholic faith. We don't know what he is. We just want to bury our friend." The priest graciously said, "Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can bury your friend, your sergeant, just outside the fence." And they did. Had a prayer and left, and 5 days later they were shipping out, and they came back to pay their final respects. And you remember this part of the story. They couldn't find the grave. They couldn't find his grave. If you've been around a cemetery, you can see a fresh grave that was dug 5 days ago, I guarantee you. They came to the priest, and the priest said, "I was so convicted in my spirit because I wouldn't let you bury your friend in the cemetery. The next day, I went out and I moved the fence. I moved the fence to include the body of your sergeant." And Rita Snowden would say, that's what love does. Love moves fences. Love takes down fences in the name of Christ. And I asked the question a month or so ago when I told that story, what fences need to come down in your life today? What walls need to come down, not in your strength, but in the name of Christ and in the power of Christ? Here's the funny story Rita Snowden tells. Rita lived in Auckland, New Zealand, as I mentioned, and she had a piano teacher in the neighborhood who said, "Rita, may I use your house to give piano lessons?" Rita said there was one young man that was all boy. His shirt tail was always hanging out. He was covered with sweat. He was always covered with dirt. And he was more interested in talking than he was taking a piano lesson. So he would stall. He would come and he wasn't prepared, and he would just tell the teacher, "You won't believe what happened at school. Let me tell you what happened today." And then he would regale her with stories of what was going on at school. Well, one day he came in, and Rita Snowden said that the teacher said, "What's new?" And he said, "Well, at school today, I discovered a book in the library. It's called Who's Who in New Zealand." "Well, did you see anybody you knew?" He said, "Yeah, my grandfather. I found my grandfather's in the Who's Who of New Zealand. My dad's in the Who's Who of New Zealand." And then very, very pridefully, he said, "I'm in the book, Who's Who." He said, "What?" And the teacher said, "What do you mean you're in there?" "Well," he said in an indirect way, "in the article about my dad, it describes his education and where he was born and his job and his career. And at the last line said, he has one son. That's me. He has one son." He was so proud of the fact that he made Who's Who of New Zealand because he's referenced as the son of somebody listed in the book. Listen carefully. You don't hear anything else today. I want you to go home with this. According to the Apostle Paul, he says, you all are sons and daughters of the living God through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, this standalone message from Galatians continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. We mentioned yesterday that we begin our 36th year of broadcast on the radio this week. Doesn't seem possible. We've been doing this for 35 years, and this is the beginning of the 36th year. We're glad you're a listener to Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.